It's your full English breakfast on KX 93.5, and let me tell you something. Our guests on Full English Breakfast choose the music that we play on the show, right? So when a guest chooses Elbow One Day Like This, which is the name of that song and band, it could go one of two ways. I believe it's going to be absolutely fine. It's your Full English Breakfast on KX 93.5. That is the sound of Elbow, my favourite band of the moment. Oh, yeah. Guy Garvey and Elbow coming to Orange County in a few weeks' time. I think it's November 16th at the Observatory, not the Constellation Room. In Santa Ana, very good. Very excited about that. Can't wait. I'm like a giddy little schoolgirl. Our guest this morning, what happens here is that we invite a guest from the British Isles, English, Irish, Scottish, or even Welsh. We have had Welsh people on the show, sorry to say. And they come along, we have a little chinwag for about an hour, and they bring music and we play their music, and it's about as simple as that, really. Not much else going on. Our guest this morning, it seems like a simple idea, it takes a lot of prep. Our guest this morning has been up for 5 nights in a row straight, working out what he's going to say on the show. And Seb Clements here. Hello, Seb.
Hello.
Hello. You all right, mate?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I had a funny dream last night, though. A very odd dream.
What happened?
I dreamt I was in Marks and Spencer's.
Okay.
And a supermarket, ostensibly. For our American listener, he doesn't know what Marks and Spencer's is. But I was in Marks and Spencer's and I bumped into Billy Connolly.
Right.
The Scottish comedian, who was embarrassed because he had pork pie in his basket, because it's not kosher. But the weird thing is, he's not even Jewish, Billy Connolly. Very odd, strange dream.
Was he all flustered?
He seemed very embarrassed. I was trying to cover up the pork pie. I suspect that I'm projecting something there, but I'm not sure exactly. Can't figure out what it is. Seb Clement, how long have you been in the United States, mate?
I've been here for 1 year and 2 months now.
Right. And where did you come from?
I was actually in Leeds.
Were you really?
I was going to university in Leeds and I was failing miserably.
Ah, Leeds University's become like a big thing though, hasn't it? It's a huge campus.
Right, yeah. The students have taken over the city.
They really have, yeah. That's not a bad thing though.
No, lots of money.
Well, it's a good thing the money's good, I guess, for the city.
Yep.
And when I was growing up, it was a dark, satanic place, Leeds.
Right.
But the students have brought a freshness to the town, which was not there before.
Some light and glory.
It got cool. Leeds got cool in a way that it really was not when I was growing up.
When was that? When was that for you?
Oh, it's back in the 1840s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dark ages. Horrible. The Industrial Plague. Revolution never got there. Back in the 70s, it was Britain was dark and difficult.
Right.
And now Leeds has sort of got a certain lightness, which, as you say, you know, it's brought a sort of spirit to the town. Right, what were you doing in Leeds University?
I was studying something completely useless called cultural studies.
Cultural studies?
Yeah.
What a load of rubbish.
Yep.
What a waste of time.
I was the only guy on the course, surrounded by women called Phoebe, wearing pashminas.
Right, I'm not doubting it for a second. So you're studying what, like an anthropological study of people's cultures?
I couldn't tell you.
A bit of Buddhism, a bit of
anthropology, history of art, right. A lot of just nonsense, really.
Just to keep you out the job market while real people went out and worked.
Yeah, that's right. Waking up at 3 p.m. watching Jeremy Kyle, you know. I didn't have the money for Marks and Spencer's, so I can't dream of that.
But it was only a dream, Seb.
It was only a dream.
It was only a dream. We can't go there on a DJ's
wages. We can
only
dream, can we?
Yeah. Wow, cultural studies, eh? Mm. Well, you know, it's a preparation for something more useful later on, I think, probably.
Right.
But you didn't complete the degree.
No, I managed to spend 5 years doing 2 years and then pulling out.
So, right. Yeah. Well, you and I have that in common because I went to university in Manchester.
Right.
I managed to get myself on a very nice course, having done a mature student thing, like an access course, they called it. You did like a year. So it's basically getting your high school diploma at age 30.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go and do interviews at universities. And I went to Manchester. Everybody said, you'll never get in because it's kind of the Cambridge of the North.
Right.
And I managed to get myself in. I just blagged my way in on the interview, you know.
Yeah, we're good at that, aren't we?
Blagging. Yes, I think we are. But I only lasted like one semester because of my horrible drug habit.
Yeah, yeah. You and I both there.
Right. So I wrote to the university and said, I've got this terrible drug habit, blah, blah, blah. And they said, you can come back when you've got it sorted out.
Right.
And I did the one sensible thing I ever did in my life, because I'd got this student loan.
Yeah.
From the bank, right? And I sent it back.
Okay, that's the smart thing to do. That's not what I did.
Well, it's not what most people do, but I had been in recovery a bit before.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew
that
A, it was my fault. I just knew it. And then B, that I was going to have to make reparations. And I didn't want to... And it was a lot of money.
Well, I've got the student loans company writing me every year.
Have you got them up your bum? My wife's got the same thing.
Yeah, I have to send them a letter saying I'm earning nothing, so leave me alone.
Right, I'm in America, man.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I know. Well, eventually, one day, mate, you will pay them back. I have no doubt at all.
I know.
And that'll be a great feeling.
I'm living a different way now, and things are on the ups.
So. I know you're in recovery. I didn't want to push it too much because I know some people like to be very cautious about it.
No, I like to wear it on my sleeve. It's who I am now. So, yeah.
So you came from Leeds, where there's very little in the way of sort of, I don't know, there's not much 12-stepping going on. There's not much in the way of sort of spiritual, I don't know, you tell me.
Oh, it's north of England. It's a stiff upper lip.
Did you find the geographical change was important for you?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I was. I actually recovered in Preston, and then I moved to Scarborough. I went to so it was detox and then a rehab. And then I actually went to a sober living in Bakeup, which is in the middle of nowhere. It's benefits capital of the UK.
Really?
And I was living with some real dodgy sorts.
Where
for a
is
while.
It?
It's, I couldn't even tell you, it's in Lancashire somewhere.
Ah, no, it is, you're right. It's somewhere near Bolton, whatever. Now, that's a big heroin centre.
Yeah.
Bolton is.
Yeah, yeah. So I went from Bakeup to Laguna Beach.
Right. Wow. Yeah. No, I can. I. You and I've got a lot in common. So, wow. You see, I can't. I was saying it's probably true. This. I'm sure this is true.
Because
I've met a million people who recovered in the place that they were doing their craziness.
Right.
So it's not. You don't have to leave. You don't have to run away.
No. Not at all.
It's not just, by any means. But I can't prove that because I did run away, and so did you.
What it was. I had to go through that. I went to Bakeup. I lived there for a while and I had to see this is what I end up if I carry on living this way. And my dad had moved out to LA 8 years ago and I had a green card. And I was like, everyone kept saying, like, you go to America, it's like the mecca for this recovery lark.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did my time and I did what I could there in the Bakeup and I recovered the best I could. But then it got to the point where it was like, I've got to spread my wings and fly and go back to my family and, like, explore this California business, see what's up there.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you?
Right.
Now, I want to play another song, but I know that you spent some time in the States, you know, when you were a kid too, so
you
should talk a bit about that, just whatever you feel like talking about.
All right.
We've got, listen, it's already 10 after 9, so we're, you know, we're well into this thing.
Sweet.
We call it Full English Breakfast, and it's on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Each week, another Brit comes on the air, plays music they like, talks about their life in a light-hearted and jovial way, and... yeah, that's all it is, really. It's KX93.5, it's Laguna's Only FM. We've got a track here by Modest Mouse. You can talk about it after we've played it, if you like. After a little message from our sponsor.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
Your house on my lunch break. Here I come home. Come inside and pour a drink. Here it comes. You'll probably tell me everything you think. Here it comes. place and a time when we knew everything could go wrong. Grass grows green, could you stay away from the screen? Doesn't mean I don't want you to be seen, just like everyone. Grass grows green. Damn, that breaks well. Here it comes. If you sit still or if you run, well, here it comes. So now we're drowning in birthday cakes. Well, here it comes. The place and the time when we knew everything could go wrong. Keep it clean. I didn't mean to be mean. Why does it always seem like I've never won? Keep it clean and no one's ever won. The end of the problem is make your set. Here it comes. Make a point to make no sense. Well, here it comes. Speak about the future in the past. Here it comes. Don't look down, so what do we do? Around with a shoe on a shoe. Oh, well, here we come. The place and the time when we knew that things would go wrong.
Strangely uplifting sound of Modest Mouse on a Sunday morning here on KX 93.5. It's your full English breakfast with me, Jason Fetty, and today our guest is Seb Clement. I don't know about I don't know much about Modest Mouse, frankly, but they're very northern. Are they from Washington or something? Portland, or I think they're Seattle band, aren't they?
I think so. Yeah, Seattle. That's it.
It's Isaac Brock. We play them on the radio a lot, but I don't know much about them. Why did you choose that song?
You know what? I think it was. I was just thinking about it now, listening to it. It was around the time Heath Ledger died, and he directed this video to this Nick Drake song, Black Eyed Dog.
Black Eyed Dog.
You know my name. And then I listened to that, and then what came up on Spotify were like linked to Nick Drake was Modest Mouse. So I gave them a listen, and I just went into them. Huh. I love them. I love them now. Really do.
It's what's cool about them. For old farts who think that there's no good new music, often happens that.
Right.
I've got a friend whose record collection, he's a great musician and loves music, but his record collection ended in 1990, mm-hmm. and that's it now. Nothing good after that. He's missing out.
Yeah.
Because these bands are also connected again to the past. Nick Drake's such a genius and a British legend and national treasure. And you say that, I would think that they're sort of connected to like the grunge thing, and they probably are, the Pixies and bands like that. But also, as you say, back to Nick Drake. Very cool, Modest Mouse. Isaac Brock is the name of the... He was in a band with the guy out of the Shins as well, wasn't he? He's produced a load of stuff too.
He's a bit of a genius.
He's got a really strong sound, his own sound. It's really wonderful stuff, yeah. So, how old are you, Seb?
I'm 25. My body's 25, but my mind's probably 13, 14.
Not me, mate.
Yeah.
Very mature, actually. Wow, that's interesting. Why would you say a thing like that?
No, it's just a little joke. Just quite young at heart, I think. And, old on the outside.
Well, 25 is not entirely old when you think I'm 50. It's really a bit meaningless, isn't it? It's just what we've got in the day, I suppose.
Right.
I don't know. But... what music were you listening? What were you growing up listening to? Were your parents very musical? They listened to put music on the...
Not really. My dad was actually... I don't know. I think he actively dislikes music, which is... He's one of them.
I have a cousin, Martin, who used to do this show with me. He's exactly like that.
Actually, I lie. He likes Bob Marley.
Ah, okay.
He likes Bob Marley, and he's getting... I show him stuff now, and he likes it, but he says it doesn't really... I remember him saying it doesn't really do it for him. But my mum's Colombian, so she likes all this kind of reggaeton... salsa type stuff, which I haven't really got into. But growing up, I listened to... I was a mosher. I think that's the technical term.
What does that mean?
I was a mushy mushy. I was a metalhead.
Ah, interesting, because that's the next track we've got is Metallica.
Yeah.
So go on, tell them more about this metal thing of yours.
Well, I went to, it was the first festival I went to. It was called Download, and it was in Donington Park. And it was just this huge metal fest. I was about 10 years old.
It used to be called Castle Donington, that festival. I've been to it myself.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And I saved someone's life, Jason, there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they were waiting for Slipknot to come out, and they were chucking these bottles of water, and someone chucked this full litre of Coke, and it just brushed my ear and hit the person in front of me, hit her shoulder, and she just started having a stroke because it hit her in the wrong place. She was just on the floor having like a fit. She was like, her eyes rolled up.
Right, a seizure then?
A seizure, yeah, yeah. Not a stroke. And I rang, and then at that point, Slipknot came out. They were playing their music. Everyone was going crazy. There was this woman on the floor having a seizure, and I called the ambulance, and they came.
Do you know what? Slipknot is great music to have a seizure to.
Right, yeah.
Isn't it? That is the music you want to have a seizure to, yeah.
If you're going to have a seizure, yeah. Slipknot.
Neil Diamond, not so much.
No.
They're coming to America. It doesn't look good. It's the wrong video.
Yeah.
But Slipknot, I can see it. Wow. And she's all right, the girl?
She was all right, yeah.
Perfect. Well, then that's a great story.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Heavy metal.
Yeah.
I was a heavy metal fan as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
Till I was about maybe 16, 17.
Me too.
But it was before Metallica, I think.
Right.
When did Metallica start making music? 90s?
80s.
80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't, but it was more like sort of new wave of British heavy metal. We used to go down this.
Who was that?
Bands like Saxon. Terrible band.
I haven't even heard of them, mate.
They were awful. and probably sort of even earlier stuff than that, like probably, you know, coming out of Led Zepp, but more into like Motorhead, Big Times,
right.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah, very cool.
You know, those sort of bands.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go see Saxon and a band called Dead Ringer.
Okay.
And every band did A Whole Lot of Rosie by AC/DC.
Right.
Every one of these new bands. And they all did the same thing. They would come out going, banana, and then you'd, because AC/DC would go banana nana nana, and the crowd would go Angus.
Mm-hmm.
So you just these bands would go nana nana, Saxon, Dead Ringer, and I've never forgotten it. They used to play at the Ford Green. Is that still going in Leeds? It's a pub.
I didn't go there myself. Didn't heard of it.
It's out of town. It's down in Ariel somewhere.
Right.
And on the steps of the Ford Green, there would always be like a gang of Hell's Angels. One of them usually drinking a pint of urine or whatever. You know.
Lovely.
Yeah, nice guys. Interesting people. Intelligent. All right, anyway, I know I told you that
good
story.
Good for the skin.
It was going nowhere. All right, so we want to play a Metallica song here. It's called Nothing Else Matters, and it's chosen by Seb Clement. I've got a new system going here, so this may or may not work. Let's try it. If I do that, make sure we've got a bit of that, and then do this. Let's see if this works. If it works, I'll never have to mention it again. Yes, sir.
And this is for my mum. This is our favourite song.
We're playing Metallica for your mum.
Yeah.
How the world has changed. All right, here we go. Metallica on KX93.5.
Thank you. trust I seek, and I find in you. Every day for us something new. Open mind for a different view, and nothing else matters. Never care.
Sausage for me, please.
There's a little sort of it's a heavy metal ballad. It's a bit dreary, but I'm forgiving you, Seb Clement, because it's for your mum.
I'm sorry, Jason.
Wow, Metallica. We never play Metallica on this station. And if we do, it's one of those sort of more, you know, rock. I don't know much about them, really. But you saw them at Castle Donington when you were 10 years old.
I did indeed.
That must have been quite an experience.
Yeah, yeah. There was, I was actually just reminiscing about it. There's like a really good community in that kind of metal community where, you know, I was young and I was tiny, but if I fell over in like the mosh pits or anything, everyone would stop and pick me up. So
isn't that interesting?
It was really nice.
I found that to be true too. These guys that look mean and big and scary,
yep,
often very much sort of a, they want to be a community, yeah.
Yep.
The Hells Angels were like that.
Yeah.
Except the motorcycles were dangerous.
Apart from the drinking their own urine bit.
And the drinking their own urine.
Yeah.
Especially when that's probably got a higher alcohol content than most vodka.
Just being economical, making the most of it.
You can only do it 3 times and then it kills you.
Oh, right.
Apparently.
Okay, that's what I did.
To go through the human body 3 times. Do you know that the water in London,
yeah,
has been through the human body 12 times, but it's been filtered. So when you pour it out of the tap,
yeah,
it's been through the human body 12 times.
What a horrifying fact.
I know, it's not nice. So heavy metal was an influence.
Yeah, yeah. I heard you had a Wes Geyer on the other day.
Heard
he guitared for Korn.
Does he mind being called Wes? Because he signs his emails Wesley. No, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Right.
Wesley.
I want to call him Wes because it's, you know, it saves me a syllable and I can use that for something else.
Right.
But where he's caught, and we're trying to get him on,
yeah,
to do a show. I would like him to do a show. He's a great talker and a
great
nice
man.
Guy.
I don't think he knows me, but I've met him. Great guy.
Yeah.
Really inspirational.
He was a guitar player in Korn for a while.
Yeah, I loved Korn. I was all about Korn.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because your taste in music is quite eclectic.
That
last song was for your mum, but you've got some stuff here. You've got, we've already played Modest Mouse and Elbow, which to me, just wonderful musicians. I get it, kind of thing.
Right.
Then you've got tracks by, there's a track here by Aphex Twin.
Yep.
You get into sort of the trancey electronic stuff, did you,
at
some point?
I'm taking you on a musical journey through my life.
Oh, thank you.
I was an angry little boy, so that's why I listened to metal. And then I went all psychedelic and started going electronic. But Modest Mouse Elbow is where I'm at today.
Right, good for you.
But you're
well, it's
there.
Intelligent and it's mean. It's music that gets in touch with deeper feelings and all that. So a guy in recovery should really be exploring those kinds of things.
Right.
Rather than sort of the intricacies of his own psychedelic mind.
Yeah.
Which I find, you know, funny, I have a friend in England who's still there, you know, still doing those kinds of drugs. He's my age and I think it's dangerous, frankly.
Yeah.
But just physically dangerous. But I said to a friend of mine, it's very hard for me to relate to him, and I loved him, you know, as a kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, he's exploring his inner life and you are exploring your outer life, Jason. So it's a different planet to be on.
I've had enough of that. I've explored enough.
But the music still means something to you, though.
It does, yeah. It's part of me, so I still listen to it.
This is good chill-out stuff, actually. Aphex Twin. It's one dude, isn't it? One guy on his own.
Richard James.
Richard James. Never trust a man with two first names.
No. Dickie James.
Dickie James. Richard James. And he makes this music probably in his bedroom. He's been making music a long, long time. It's not a new dude, is he?
Yeah.
The 80s, they were making music.
Very
mental
guy.
So this track, what's the specific sort of thing about it for you?
It reminds me of a Danny Boyle film, like the morning after the best night of your life. You're sat on a hill, the sun's rising, you're with your mates, and life's good.
All right, just picture that scene. Maybe that's what is going on for you right now, this morning, on a Sunday morning in Laguna Beach. It's KX93.5, it's Laguna's only FM radio station. This is your full English breakfast, where we invite English people on the air to talk about whatever they want to talk about and bring music to play and continue my musical education. So after this message from our sponsor, the British Hair Company, who we're very grateful to, with any luck, if I can get the knobs and switches right, we're going to hear a track from Aphex Twin called X Style. Our guest is Seb Clement.
Hello.
And this is Laguna's only FM.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
it's very beautiful, actually, that.
Angelic.
It's really cool, yeah, gorgeous. Aphex Twin there on KX93.5, a song or a track called Extal. I wonder what Extal means. Do you know what Extal means?
I'm not even going to pretend to know.
No, no idea, but it's very cool. Our guest this morning is Seb Clement. He's British, and he's been in this crazy neck of the woods for about, how do you say, a couple of years?
A year and 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
And you came out here ostensibly to change your lifestyle.
Different lifestyle. Yeah, new start kind of thing.
Yeah. God, I could so relate.
Right.
Absolutely. It's my story too. But mine was 18 years ago in January.
Back in the dark ages.
Yeah, it was in black and white, mate.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago. Doesn't feel like it, though. It feels like 5 minutes.
Mm.
Still feel new.
Having fun.
Yeah, yeah. So generally, it's really a land of hard work. It's not, you know, there's a land of opportunity, but it's a land of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you came out here because your dad's got a green card.
My dad's wife works for Disney.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's a dark world.
Yeah.
The Disney world.
Yeah, I don't want to talk too much about that.
No, you be careful because they've got a whole, it's like the mafia.
Right.
So your dad's a made man.
Yeah.
He's married to a made woman.
He's a house husband.
Right, really?
Yeah.
Does he just hang out and she works for Disney?
Yeah, he supports her. He does his bit.
Does he? Good. Well, so you come out here and so your dad's got a green card, obviously, because of your mum.
Mm-hmm.
And that enables you, so I always ask my guests how they sort of navigated the legal, the immigration thing, because it's a thing here, isn't it? It's always in the news.
Yeah.
You know, people complain about illegal immigrants all the time and blah, blah. When you first arrived, were you immediately a green card holder?
Yeah, I got very lucky.
Wow, is that because of your dad?
That's because of the,
Right, and Disney.
Yeah.
They sent their lawyers in.
Yeah.
Great. Wow, lucky man.
Absolute monster, Disney is.
Are you aware of your good fortune? I'm not going to say lucky, because I think you make your own luck in life, but your good fortune of being able to just come here and get legal and start working.
It relates to what we were talking about before, and I think that when you start coming at life differently to how I was before, things start happening for you when you start putting out that good stuff. And that's just what's happened in my life. So it's exactly as you said, you make your own luck.
Yeah, I'm not a particularly metaphysical guy, but there's something occurs for most people I've met when they start doing things the right way, in quotation marks, the universe responds well.
I don't read into it too much. It's just, it is what it is.
Hmm.
Cool.
Don't want to think too much about it.
No.
Let's not.
Yeah.
But you are fortunate and you've got a green card, and that means that you're able to move freely. You know, I was illegal for 2 years or 18 months, and so that was tough. Because you're always looking over your shoulder.
Right.
How people live like that. People complain about illegal immigrants, and I go, well, have you ever lived like that? These people have been here 30 years, and they've got kids and blah-de-blah. And it's to live like that, looking over your shoulder every 5 minutes. Mm. Every time you go down to San Diego and you go through that checkpoint thing on the 5 freeway.
They're all there.
Each time you could be schlepped out of the car.
Mm.
You know. I'll tell you a story at breakfast about that, but being schlepped out of the car. Maybe I should tell it on the air. I've told it on the air before. It basically, what happened was I got pulled for marijuana, and the guy said, "Have you been smoking weed?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Sir, you're covered in pot." And he looked down at me, and I was covered in pot all over my skin. Anyway, so
bit of a giveaway.
Slightly embarrassing moment. But that's a big deal for people, I suppose. So you got a green card,
mm-hmm.
and then what did you do with it?
I came out here and I moved in with my parents. They live in Pasadena. And lifeguarding's always been my backup, so I did that for a while.
Really? A swimmer?
Yeah.
Where did you learn to swim in Britain? In the local pool?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was a place called the Tarrow. I grew up in a small town called Petersfield, and that was the local leisure centre.
Petersfield?
Petersfield.
Petersfield.
Peter, as in Peter.
Oh, Petersfield.
Peter Piper picked a pepper.
Right, not Petersfield. Not like a field of pizzas.
No.
That would be Italy,
no
probably.
Pizza, yeah.
Mm. Learn to swim in Britain. Wow. Well, I suppose I learned to swim in Britain. I suppose it's not that big of a deal. But you learned in a pool. You didn't learn in the sea.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you get a qualification in Britain to be a lifeguard?
I did. I got the NPLQ, it's called.
Really?
Mm. Very
NPLQ.
Formal.
NPLQ? No, it sounds dead cool. I've got my NPLQ.
Yeah.
I'm off. Wow. And so when you got here, did you have to to become a lifeguard here, did you have to transfer that or do another test or anything?
Yeah, I retrained. Over here, it's the Red Cross. So that's what I did out here. And I started working at the Rose Bowl Aquatic Centre, which is in Pasadena.
Yeah.
Really lovely pool. It's an old Olympic facility. And then an opportunity came up for me to live in Laguna, and I just fell out the sky, and here I am.
And you got a job at the local high school?
I do.
And how do you like that?
I love it.
Do you?
It's right next to where I work. And again, I don't want to talk too much about it, but...
Wait a minute. No, it doesn't matter. I don't care about that.
Right.
I don't care about the high school. I'm scared of Disney. I'm not scared of the high school.
Yeah.
So I don't
represent them, is what
I'm
saying.
No, I understand that. Of course you don't. No. It's a wonderful high school. Everybody knows it. It's a great place, amazing place. The people that talk about being fortunate, when you go up there and you look, you go stand on the field and you look at the ocean.
Oh my God.
And you go, these kids don't know they're born.
They
need
exactly
a dose of gratitude. Unbelievable.
Send them over to England.
Too right, Leeds.
Muddy rugby field.
Absolutely. And just chuck a ball at them.
Yeah, play with that.
In the rain. For 19 years. So wait, you say you work next door to the pool. What is that? Where do you work? Is that another job?
No, I live next door to
the pool.
Oh, you
live next door?
I live like a 5 minutes drive, so I just toddle off to work in the morning, open the pool, say hello to the lovely people, sit there, keep them safe, eat my lunch.
Are you there when the kids are swimming for their school stuff?
No, no. Well, sometimes they're there in the morning. They're doing the water polo practice.
Right.
I'm there when it's the community, when it's for the community. So I open it up for the nutters in the morning who get their swimming.
Tell us the times that it's available to people from the wider community to swim.
So on Tuesday and Thursday, it's open 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then again at 8:15 to 9:15 p.m. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Right, and then the afternoons, the kids get to...
that's when they have their fun.
They have their fun in there. Right. It's a beautiful pool, actually. It's sort of a deco kind of vibe to it.
Right.
It's like an old, like a Lido or a Lido.
Yeah.
Is it Lido or Lido?
I don't know what that is.
Strangely, there are a lot of them in Britain. It's an open air pool.
Yeah.
A lot of them in London.
Right.
I think it's called a Lido.
Right.
There was one in Leeds, actually, but it closed down when I was a kid.
It's stunning. I didn't work at pools like that in England. It was all closed and there was too much chlorine and you get like all hot, but out here it's something else.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really beautiful. So the pool is available. I would think that LagunaBeachCity.net would be a good website to go and have a look at if you didn't know that the high school pool is available to the wider community, as are the tennis courts, which reside next door. We're very lucky. You know, talking of sports, I remember a sort of a California feeling, an early one. I was going up to the top of the world here, on the top of the hill, and there are basketball courts provided for people for the community to use. Well, I suppose that's not that unusual, that the city would provide that. But there are basketballs, actual basketballs, dotted around the place that you can just use.
Awesome.
Well, in Britain,
they'd be stolen
in a minute.
In a second and flogged.
Oh, my, never.
Flogged on the black market.
Yeah, of course, they'd be on eBay.
Yeah.
Either that or they'd just be popped.
Just
you know
popped,
what I mean?
Just because.
Left to die.
Just because the neighbour's sick of the noise of the bouncing. Just pop them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a different culture in that way.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel that sort of. Going around Leeds on a Saturday night, do you ever feel that dark foreboding like there's something scary in the air? Somebody could hit you at any time.
I never felt at home in England. I sound English. I'm half Colombian. I grew up in Miami. I moved to England when I was 5. And I remember I said to my mum straight away, "Mum, it smells like cow poo here."
Yeah.
And from that point onwards, I just...
Didn't like it.
I didn't like it. But there's lots that I miss about it. Beautiful place, lots of history, lots of charm. But kind of like that social thing, I always felt more at home in America.
That could be partly to do with your, your drinking and bloody blah, blah. Yeah. The fact you needed to recover.
Right.
It's not, people perhaps don't understand this, but it's not just about, once you put the booze and the whatever it is down.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
now
not my problem.
Got to deal with you, right.
It's about me sober, being a crazy person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more of a solution to something deeper going on.
Right.
That needed work.
Yep.
You know. So good. Well, we seem to be doing all right, Seb. And first of all, I'm proud to meet you because you're just sort of kindred spirit. But you've made your life work in Laguna Beach. Not so easy, as I say, because it's you have to get down to it. There's no welfare here to speak of for a young man who just needs to figure himself out. So you have to go to work, and you've done that. So well done.
Thank you.
And you're quite an inspiration, really. And you make me think of what's important, and you give me a sense of gratitude. So that's cool. All right. Well, that's enough waxing lyrical, back slapping. Should we play another song?
Yeah.
How about Radiohead?
Yeah, let's go for
another band
that.
I like a lot. Tell us about your love affair with Radiohead.
For a long time, people would be like, Seb, you got to listen to Radiohead. And I think I was just trying to be different, so I just avoided listening to them. And then
Are you like that? So somebody likes, if everybody likes yeah. something, you're like,
I used to be.
I'm totally like that.
Just for the sake of it.
Horribly like
just
that.
Just to be different.
Yeah.
For the glory. And
yeah, because I know something you don't.
Yeah, so. I'm above it. Look at me go.
Exactly.
Look at me go.
That's right. I'll just separate myself from my community.
A little special snowflake.
Yeah. All right, so you didn't get it, and then what happened?
I gave them a listen, I fell in love.
Yeah, see? He's a you know, of course you did. He's such a weirdo. I liked them a lot when back when they were doing that, you know, the more sort of heavy stuff, you know, the guitar-based
stuff. Yeah, the old stuff.
I like the old stuff better than the new stuff.
I like the new stuff.
Oh, you like the new stuff?
Better than the old stuff.
You should listen to the old stuff, mate.
Nah.
Yeah. but this is a track from In Rainbows, and it's actually the song that includes the line, In Rainbows. So it's really...
I never knew that.
Yeah, yeah. I was listening to it last night, trying to do a little bit of research so I knew what I was talking about. See? So here we go. Radiohead on KX93.5 after another message from our sponsor.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hair dryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
We'll be right back. Well, that's gorgeous too. Very nice. What a great eclectic mix of music we've had this morning from our guest, Seb Clement, who is a British guy who, well, was raised in Miami and then went back to Britain. Wow, that's such a, like, a change of scene. How old were you when you moved from...
Six.
Yeah, and you won't have... I would think at 6 years old, you feel the shock, but can't explain it, can't consciously make sense of it.
That's exactly it. That's what it felt like.
My dad left when I was five, and that was it was an enormous... I'm not blaming him, because my mum's a nutter. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not blaming him. And my mum is a nutter. but he left, and that was very traumatising, and I've rarely been able to really, even at this age, sort of put my finger on the magnitude of that in right. my personal life, you know. And I imagine that's the same sort of thing too, dragged away from your friends and what everything you know that's safe and sort of secure.
Yeah, different culture. It's like, what can you do about it today? It happened. You are who you are today, so make the most of that.
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand that, but it should be acknowledged that it is a major experience for a young man.
Mm.
I don't want to... I bring it up and I say it in all seriousness because... I just think you're an incredible guy and you've made your life here and I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
And I love that you've chosen this last track. It's a track by Villagers and it's beautiful. And well, I'll let you have the last word on this. I just want to say that this is Full English Breakfast on KX93.5. We invite a British guy or girl person on the air each week, talk about whatever they want to talk about, mostly me because, you know, that's how it is. Let's talk about myself, and they bring music, and this has been a lovely morning for me. So, really appreciate you being on the show. Next week, I forget who's coming on, but somebody, and it will be cool. All right, you want to tell us about this, Seb Clement?
Yeah, I heard my dad playing this album actually, which is really really special, and it just spoke to me. I connected with it straight away, and it just really sums up this new way of life that I'm trying to live really perfectly.
All right, so here it is, Villagers. On KX93.5, and a track called Courage. And you, sir, have got plenty of it.
Thank you.
One, two, one.
It took a little time to get where I wanted. Took a little time to get free. Took a little time to be honest. Took a little time to be me. I took a little lover, but then we parted. Took a little time to get over this. From time to time I get heavy-hearted, thinking of how we used to kiss. Courage, it's a feeling like testament.